Hello again and welcome to Foreplay Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. Foreplay is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic. So Adam, today we're going to talk about self-care. Particularly, we want to focus on men because I think women get a pretty strong message already about having to take care of themselves and what they need to do about that. But certainly, both genders, right? We all need to devote some time in our lives to doing things that nurture ourselves, that renew our bodies, take care of our bodies, our minds, quiet our busy minds, all of that. What are your rituals for self-care?
Netflix. I think might be a big one there. It's probably not the best one. hiding from my children in my bathroom. I think that's one. No, I think I get better and better at this as I get older, I think, because I see the need for it more. Mm-hmm. I think for men, oftentimes it we don't think about it in terms of self-care. I think there's probably things that men do that are self-care-like, but I think they are different than women. Right, mm-hmm. There are different types of things. I go and get massages a lot.
I'm so proud of you.
I recently found a great masseuse that I love.
Yes. Really?
Yeah, so good.
Oh, that's good.
But I mean, to talk about like the how men don't think about self care, things like that about self care. I told one of my friends about that, and he goes, oh, "You just like the luxury, don't you?" And I was like, "No, I think it's important. Important to be able to go and do those things." But
yeah, I mean, massage, right? It reduces our blood pressure. It changes our physiology. I mean, there's a lot of really positive things about it.
Yeah, but I think things like that, like men don't tend to think are important, right? And I don't think everybody's self-care is going to be a massage, right, necessarily. But I think just being able to think about it is important. And I know that for women sometimes too in their relationships, they recognize the need for that in their partners, but don't know how to talk about it, or when they push it, like it's not well received, because it's just not something I think culturally that is preached that this is something that men need. But obviously they do. I mean, men still don't live as long as women, mm-hmm. right? I mean, it's still something we still wait longer than women to go see a doctor. It's just not something we don't.
My personal frustration, but yes.
Well, I mean,
they do.
Admittedly, I do that as well. My doctor, specifically the dentist, my teeth need self-care. That kind of thing that we don't pursue or we don't necessarily think of. And so it's vitally important.
What can we tell men? Where do they start with this? Why should they start with this? It's vitally important, certainly. But, I mean, I think a lot of men are thinking making money is vitally important, too.
Well, I think one of the things is when we're talking about self-care, we're talking about something that is rejuvenating and that is kind of refills our tank so that we can then begin to go and do the things that we're prioritizing that are important. And that when we do that, then we're able to do those other things, the work, the creative parts of us, mm-hmm. the things that – pursuing that, the living that we have, the things that we want, we do those things better, mm-hmm. right? We're more efficient. We're more creative. We're more focused. That when we're able to do that and recharge those batteries, rejuvenate ourselves, that those things then become less stressful and less burdensome.
Mm-hmm. And right? I'm thinking in my head of a conversation that a lot of our men might be having. It's like, well, you know what fills my tank is sex. Mm-hmm. And I can't actually do that by myself, or I could do that by myself, but it's not as fulfilling. And so they're like, what are you talking about? I need to go do something by myself. But I think it's the pursuer-distancer issue, that pursuing partners, even men who are sexual pursuers, you know, sometimes they load up sex with many needs. Mm-hmm. You know, for instance, it's not just about desire. It's also the way that they de-stress. It's the way that they get to sleep. It's the way that they get motivated or they express frustration. You know, I don't feel as frustrated afterwards. But the problem with that in a relationship is, while those are great needs and it's great to have sex for those things, no problem. But if you're with a partner who's a sexual distancer, it can kind of overload the sexual relationship to take care of these needs that really could be taken care of by yourself with some self-care, some de-stressings, other ways of handling this.
Yeah, I think self-care actually promotes connection in your relationship, right? And it then begins to, you're able to bring more to the relationship, which is going to feed all the parts of your relationship, including sex.
So give us an example of that, how it actually creates connection.
Well, I think it's because then I am able to bring my full self into the relationship. I like the analogy of the batteries are just low, right? If my batteries are not charged, if they're not full, right, then I'm coming into the relationship maybe more irritable, or I'm coming in more demanding. Like, I think then my need for sex then becomes more of a demand because I'm not, I don't have enough capacity
to give
and be able to talk about it, right? So then stress is high. Like, I go to work, stress is really high at work. There's other demands on, if we have kids, then there's demands on my time with my kids and parenthood. Maybe I'm dealing with a aging parent, and I'm dealing with some kind of illness, or I'm dealing with something else that is stressful, and all my time and energy is going to that. And so my capacity for my relationship just continues to shrink and shrink and shrink.
Mm-hmm.
And so when I then take some self-care, recharge, refuel, I come into it with a lot more ability to resolve conflict in a better way. I come into it with an ability to share more about myself and be vulnerable and promote intimacy. And then I have more energy for sex.
Yeah.
I have more energy to talk about sex in a positive way, ask for sex in a positive way, and be in the moment rather than be pulled in a bunch of different directions.
Yeah, I'm thinking about a guy that I saw, and he had a stressful job and came back from work into three children who were pretty small at the time. I mean, they were 5 and 4 and 7 or something, which is stressful. You know, coming home to that at dinner time was really stressful. And I encouraged him. I said, you know, how about this? What your wife complains about is that you come home and you're angry from your day and you're not present for the children and for her to give her some relief. What about this? And she was in agreement with me. But why don't you stop at the gym? Stop at the gym on your way home 4 days a week and work out for 45 minutes, process your day internally, you know, get rid of some of the anger, get rid of the adrenaline, you know, run on the treadmill, lift some weights, and come back into the moment, showered, ready to play with the children, ready to interact with your wife. And she was all about it. I mean, I think sometimes men hear that, well, but my wife has been with the children all day. She just wants me to get home, which may be true. But if you get home in a way that you're able to really shoulder the load and you're present, I mean, that may be worth it to her to wait another hour so that you can sort of de-stress and get to the gym, get your exercise in. And especially if you say, and by the way, you know, Tuesdays and Thursdays after, you know, let me put the kids to bed and you go off to the gym, and Saturdays is, you know, your morning to sleep in. I mean, this can be worked out so that each person has it. But if you already know a stressful time and you have a way, another client of mine loves steam baths, installed a steam bath in their house, and then I found out was not using it. Mm-hmm. And it's like, and this person was a distancing partner, pretty withdrawn, and had a lot going on in his mind. And his busy mind made it impossible for him to enter the household and the family. So I'm like, this is crazy. Half-hour steam bath, mandatory when you get home. You know, come in the back door. Just get into the bath, then come out, and you're actually present and home. I think that's a way that self-care can be actually something that gives men the ability to connect.
Well, and I think that it really also just makes us more resilient in general. It gives us the capacity in our relationships and in life to be able to handle when curveballs get thrown at us, right? If we're already in a practice of doing this, like when things go south, our air conditioner breaks, for instance, right? And we all of a sudden have to be out a lot of money, all right? Common thing that's happening in this North Carolina sweltering summer that we're experiencing, right?
Oh, yes. My air conditioner broke.
I'm so sorry.
It did.
That's
the truth. I know. It's already repaired. Big deal.
Well, that's good. When those things happen, like if we are at a place of self-care, like we are better able to be resilient to those things that get handed to us that happen all the time that otherwise might sink us or might send us into a tailspin or might cause a huge conflict and fight between my spouse and me, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, those things become something that we're able to bounce back from. And there's all kinds of other benefits that come along. Health is better. Mental health is better. We sleep better. We just are able to, and I think for men, we handle those other, the solutions come to those other problems a lot faster, mm-hmm. right? Those concerns that we're taking away from work. You know, when you talk about the guy coming home and going to the gym, like if getting home is an issue, right? If he takes half an hour from his work schedule and half an hour from the time he gets home, right, that would give him time to do that. But most men are fearful if they take that half an hour from work that they're going to lose something. When mm-hmm. I would suggest that by doing that, the rest of your day is going to be way more efficient and way more productive in that time. So lots of reasons that this can be really helpful to life and to relationship if you just step into it. Right?
Okay. Well, let's come back from the break and talk about some more ways that men can do self-care, and women, I want you to listen to because this is important for you as well. Thank you so much to all our Patreon supporters.
Right? Yeah. Patreon is a platform where you can directly support things that you love. We really want to expand the resources that we can be able to provide
right.
to you as our listeners.
If, you know, our work touches you and our work helps you, we would be so grateful for your support. Just go to our website, foreplayrst.com, and there you can find a way to support us, and you can see our episodes and our blogs. And thank you so much, guys.
Speaking with certified sex therapist Lori Watson from Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Lori, what is an intensive?
So an intensive is 12 to 14 hours of therapy all in one weekend. And it's a way to really make fast progress compared to weekly therapy. I mean, there's just so much more you can get done when you have a chunk of time.
Overcome the challenges in your relationship and your sex life. Learn more about intensives and Awakening Center's other services at awakenloveandsex.com.
At Matthews Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. Give us a call at 919-587-8018. Find us online at matthewscounseling.net. We look forward to working with you. So we're back for Play Radio Sex Therapy, talking about self-care and men and its importance for men. We talked about the importance of it, but we want to give some real practical things that you can do that might be self-care-like for you. You kind of have to figure this out about what is actually self-care, what is actually rejuvenating for you, what is life-giving, because you don't want this to be another box that you have to check. Mm-hmm. Right. Another
to-do.
It's not a to-do list. Right. And so some of these are not going to be for everybody. Right. Mm-hmm. You have to kind of play with them and see if this works for you, if this is something that's helpful for you. And the other thing that I might suggest to Lori, I'd be interested to hear what you have to say about this, is not to do all of these at one time. Right. You don't want to jump into the deep end on some of this stuff because it's going to feel overwhelming and it's not going to be maintainable. But being able to give a couple hours to self-care a week, finding how much time you can give to this. Sometimes it's going to be a sacrifice, but I would say 2 to 3 hours a week, however you break it up, making sure that you're giving some time to self-care a week. Would you say that? Is that a good amount of time for you, or what do you think?
I think I like the 4-4-4 solution, which mm-hmm. is the 4 hours for him, 4 hours for her, and 4 hours for them. So I really think that 4 hours of alone time, of time that is, you know, could be wasted, that is just under your own decision making and doesn't really have to be that accounted for, you know, some free time that you're not doing duties or errands or shopping, just some bulk of time that you can take care of yourself, whether it's one of these categories, relational, emotional, or taking care of your physical health. Those things, I think it's got to be about 4 hours a week, especially, you know, with what we've got going on. I remember some meditation book I was reading that said, you know, meditate a half an hour every day. But if you get really, really, really busy, meditate an hour. Mm. You know, like it's almost like you have to do more to calm your mind in order to become at peace and live that way.
Yeah. So we did break this into kind of three different categories for you. So relational health. And I think this is one thing that for men specifically, like self-care doesn't have to be a lonely thing. It doesn't have to be a by yourself thing. I think there's some things that men do for self-care, especially as we get older. Friendships kind of dwindle sometimes.
We
stop having good friendships. And so scheduling some time with friends, I think, can be an act of self-care that can be really important. That could be just going out for a beer, going out for coffee. But I think it could also be a trip specifically with just your friends. Can be an act of self-care as well.
Mm-hmm. Your buddies. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Going hunting, going to the beach. Probably a little sketchier going to Vegas.
Sometimes, for sure. But that quality time can be helpful. I think also with your partner, right? Doing something that is self-care can be an act of self-care. Couples massage, for instance.
Yeah.
Weekend getaways can be important as well.
My husband and I were at a conference this weekend. I was teaching at it. And, you know, he suggested at one point, we've got some time. Why don't we go sit on the beach? And I got to say, that hour was the best hour of our whole weekend. Mm. I mean, just sitting there, being together, watching the kids and the waves and listening to the ocean. Of course, I grew up on Newport Beach, listening to the ocean. And, you know, it was just restful and peaceful. And we didn't even have a huge conversation. It was just comments here or there. But being together, being in the moment, you know, making ourselves put our phones down and just hanging out. That was awesome.
Yeah, I think it becomes self-care when you can be okay with that silence or doing something that is just peaceful, but still together can be really helpful as well. Some emotional health stuff that might be good for people, and these sometimes tend to fall into some of the more traditional self-care ideas, but we've mentioned one before, but meditation, any kind of guided meditation. This has just been proven to be so helpful. And
I think the research,
really simple as well.
Yeah, I think the research shows that a half an hour of meditation a day is more effective than an SSRI if you do it over the course of a year. Mm-hmm. Like in terms of bringing peace and calm, lowering blood pressure. I mean, it is amazingly effective. And the easiest one to do is just listen to your breath. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to do anything. You can do this anywhere. And just for 5 minutes, even starting to, you know, watch your breath in and out. You don't try to breathe different. Just watch your breath in and out and focus your mind on that alone and shoo away all the other thoughts that come.
Yeah. And there are a ton of good apps for this as well. There's on YouTube. There's stuff on, I mean, you can find
on your phone.
On your phone.
Calm and
I think there's just some great ones that can just help you kind of think through what you can do during that time if you don't know what to do. I would say even if you just are deep breathing, you take 5 minutes just to breathe in and out, that in and of itself can be helpful, as you were mentioning, but then kind of exploring some of that. Journaling to me is a huge one as well. If you don't want to call it journaling, if you just want to call it writing, but getting thoughts out on paper a lot of times for people can be a form of self-care because you're processing what is happening. You're not even just getting things out of your head and on a to-do list type of idea can be a form of self-care because you're getting it out.
Yeah, I think that sometimes it's like a rat on the wheel, right? We worry about something, we gnaw on it, we chew on it, and putting it on paper, it becomes concrete. So we don't have to keep thinking about it. We can rest now. Okay, I've done everything I can on this problem for now.
Yeah, being able to track that too, you can kind of see some progress if you keep it. But being able to process through what your thoughts and feelings about it can be helpful as well. Reading is another one.
And tell us about your reading these days. You're a big reader.
I'm trying to read 100 books in a year.
Wow.
I'm way behind, but more books than I've read last year, so that's good.
That's awesome.
But I think reading just rejuvenates us creatively. It kind of fills us up. Right. And so there's two categories of this. There's reading for pleasure, which is enjoyable. That's kind of fiction, just kind of escape, getting away from the day. But then I think the other form of reading that's really good is just reading for self-awareness that kind of that feeds us, that grows us in some area, whether that's business or that's, you know, relationships or that's just a personal self-help type of books that just kind of educate us and start to just kind of make us more aware of ourselves and our own processes.
I know this is an oldie, but it's a goodie still. The Road Less Traveled by Scott Peck. I mean, that is a super insightful book about relationships and inner growth and, you know, was popular several years ago, but is still really a good one.
Yeah. I'm a fan these days of, if you didn't know, you should know by now, Brené Brown. And so all of her stuff.
Her vulnerability book and even her YouTubes and her TED Talks are just fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And so I think some of that can be really self-care. It just builds us as people. Right. Mm-hmm. It just helps us grow, helps us mature, which is the point of self-care in general.
And obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you're a person who's open to ideas. I think that this getting conscious of who we are is the way to change our lives, change our worlds.
Absolutely. And the other one just to mention, too, is learning to say no can be an act of self-care.
Mm-hmm.
Like just being able to not put another thing on our plate and carve out time for ourselves. Can be maybe that sometimes that may be all we can do in the self-care area is just to say no to the next thing and be able to create that kind of 4 hours that you were talking about and putting that on the calendar to reserve just for whatever is going to happen for us. And just taking that to ourselves can be very, very much an act of self-care.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that that's super important. Saying no. Okay. No, I'm not going to do this. That's like a foreign word in my vocabulary, but I need to do that.
Absolutely. What do you do for self-care? I don't know that you've talked about that yet.
Well, I exercise and I walk and I lift weights and then I meditate, and not as much as I need to because I'm so busy. I need to do it twice as much, clearly, to calm down and to quiet my very busy mind. I used to journal all through my life. I journaled and then I got anxious. I thought, oh, what if my children read my journals? You know, I don't want them to do that. And so I stopped journaling. But it used to be the most effective way of, you know, me categorizing my thoughts and figuring that out. But I also, you know, get together with friends. My best girlfriend, Terry in L.A. and I, you know, we talk about several times a week. And that's super important to me. We do this new thing on an app. It's called Marco Polo. And we send each other videos. And it's so crazy because we're always looking down at the phone, you know, like, I just have something to tell you. And it's just this 5-second thing. It's kind of ridiculous, but it really lifts my day.
That's awesome. You mentioned some of the things, some of the physical things that we recommend as well. Getting into the gym, doing something active is important. But any type of physical activity can be a form of self-care as well, right? Running, yoga, sex. All of those things can be.
Oh, yeah, and I do yoga, too, on Sundays. I do yoga.
Yeah. One for men that I think more men are doing is that there's a lot of these places that are popping up that do professional shaves, whether you get your beard trimmed or whether you get, like, a straight razor shave, like, spending time, like, taking care of yourself in that way.
Do you do that? Do you go to one of those places?
There's several places that have popped up lately for men that do this, but
because your beard looks nice. I need to have my son go do that.
Yeah,
he's got a bit of a scraggle.
a lot of them do they do hot towel.
Oh no, I'm the mother again. Remember we talked about that? I'm the mother again, like saying something about a haircut or a beard to my son. Okay, I need to not do that.
It may be self-care for him, Lori. It may not. There may be other things that he could do that would be important.
Yeah. He said he wants to join me in yoga, so maybe we'll just leave it at that.
Yeah. Take your scraggle son and do some yoga, right? overall, like, as we talked about, like, these are things that you should look forward to. These are things that shouldn't wear you out or feel like another item on your checklist, but they should be rejuvenating and life-giving and give you more energy to the priorities in life, for sure.
And we want to give men permission to take this time for self-care. And we think all people need it. Women, we know we need it, right? Because we are often also last on our list. But I just don't think it's a conversation that's talked about. So thanks for listening to 4Play Radio Sex Therapy.
You can now call in your questions to the 4Play question voicemail. Dial 833-MY-4PLAY. That's 833-4-PLAY. And we'll use the questions for our mailbag episodes.
Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take one sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.
All content is for entertainment purposes only and should not be considered as a substitute for therapy by a licensed clinician or as medical advice from a doctor.